Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Rangers Player Show is brought to you by Ricos and the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Rangers fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And the person appearing on the Rangers Player Show today is none other than All-Star pitcher Mike Minor. Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for taking the time to jump on. And obviously, because of the way things moved around schedule-wise and all that, you will not be pitching in the All-Star game. But I would imagine it was a pretty kick-ass feeling when you got the word that, yes, Mike Minor, you knew this. You knew what you had done this year, but you are indeed an All-Star.
Yeah, for sure. A couple days leading up to that, I've, you know, got some questions and stuff like that. And it was, you know, kind of exciting, but to hear that morning whenever Woody told all of us that we made it, you know, it felt pretty good.
So now I thought it was very admirable before you kind of mentioned, you know, hey, I don't have to pitch in the game. I just want to be ready for the second half in that series against the Astros. Are you on schedule? I know it's probably not announced yet, but getting that extra time, how much does that help a starting pitcher, of course, when you've been healthy all year long? How much does it help to get a few extra days off?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge for that second half push. I've pitched a lot of innings this year, and you know, they're kind of adding up right now. So to get a little extra time off, I think it's going to be huge, especially going in and playing Houston, a team that we need to beat.
You know, you were here last year, Mike. It was your first year, and the team did not have much success at all. Obviously, it was a down year. This year, things have gone way, way differently, and I think the outsiders didn't think you guys were going to be in the mix, but here you are in the wild card mix, and you know, I just had a great first half of the season. As you stand back and look at what happened last year and look at what's gone on this year, what do you think is the main difference for you guys collectively?
I think everybody had an attitude of winning this year. Going into spring training, we had completely different staff, positive mindset, positive attitudes around the clubhouse, and you know, nobody doubted inside the clubhouse. We had a lot of people outside saying things, but you know, that was the biggest difference. Is I felt like that no matter what people thought, that you know, everybody inside thought we could win. Last year, I think we kind of just accepted that we were going to have a down year and we were going to rebuild, as they say. And this year, we didn't take that attitude.
You know, you've been around the league for a while now. You've been here for a minute. It's not like you're new to this. So you've probably had several different pitching coaches. You guys had a pitching coach change from last year to this year. How much difference does that make, if at all? What does a pitching coach do for you?
So, I mean, honestly, just there for you if you have any questions. If you are struggling a little bit, maybe he can see some stuff on the video, see some stuff when you're throwing a pen or when you're playing catch. For myself, I mean, an older guy, I don't really, you know, I don't lean on too much. You know, we have our discussions about more about attacking a hitter and what pitches to throw, and you know, maybe I threw the wrong pitch that outing, and we kind of go back and go game by game, and you know, the inning by inning, we'll talk about stuff like that. So the younger guys, he might try to mold a little bit more, try to get them more comfortable on the mound, in game situations, you know, when they're going out there, maybe they can, you know, kind of take a deep breath and relax a little bit better. Maybe he has some advice for him. But yeah.
Now, older guy's a relative term, though, right? Because you are just 31, so like you're not an old guy
in the league. You know, I have over eight years service time. Came up in 2010, so that's pretty old for you know, the big leagues, I guess.
So obviously, you were here last year. You know what it's like in the hot summer. It's been a thing, as you know, me personally following the Rangers for years. It's been a thing, a narrative for years that when things get in the summer, dog days of summer hit, the team does kind of hit some funks and some lapses, and that's just a historical trend. That's for a long time. What's that like for you as a pitcher going out there every 5 days? Is the heat just kind of out of sight, out of mind? I know you're from Tennessee, so you're kind of used to it. Anyways, what's it like for you once the real heavy dog days of summer hit?
It doesn't bother me at all, really. The cold is worse for me, I think. You know, I pitched the other day, or a couple outings ago, where it was pretty hot out there, but it doesn't really bother me as long as, you know, I'm stay hydrated and I'm not out there all day. It helped out that I didn't have that bad of a game. I had a pretty decent game, and I wasn't out there that long, but that doesn't really affect me. I think that us being here and being in the heat all the time and taking batting practice and all that, I think the guys kind of get used to it.
So having said that, Mike, what does the new ballpark for next season mean to you, if it really means anything at all? Does it make that big of a difference?
It'll just be more controlled. You know, a lot of guys here talk about the wind and how it affects the ball flight and how to pitch guys. And if they hit the ball in the air to this side, then, they barely have to hit it. And I don't know, just stuff like that. It'll be a more controlled environment. We'll know what we're getting every day. The fans will know what they're getting every day. I think it'll be good for everyone.
So what to you is a good comfortable temperature? Because they're not going to have the, you know, retractable roof closed every single night. Like, what's kind of the line that you would have, just you personally, at a temperature of to have the roof open or have it closed?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I know last year when it got over 100 degrees and I think it was 105 or so, I think that's a little excessive. Maybe close the roof on that one. But, you know, it's pretty humid sometimes here, so, you know, if it gets mid-90s to upwards of 100, then, you know, we probably need to close it.
Mike Minor joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Aside from whatever was happening record-wise, what was last year like for you? Because you were limited in terms of what you were going to be allowed to do. There was a plan in place. I thought you pitched, I'm sure you know, you pitched really, really well last year. Exceeded a lot of expectations, I think, you know, coming out of the bullpen in Kansas City and then having an injury before that. What was like last year for you from a, I don't want to say a frustration standpoint, but how did you view last year?
It was kind of just a year of getting back to starting, getting back into a routine, a rhythm. And that was kind of tough because I was limited, like you said, limited pitch counts. I was getting skipped every now and then. Cole Hamels was jumping in front of some guys to get, you know, to get his work in, his regular work in every fifth day. And it was kind of just one of those years where I had to accept it and try not to have a bad attitude about it. Try to just look long term. I knew that we weren't really winning a whole lot and we weren't going to win anything last year. So out there for a while after I talked to Banny and we had some talks, I kind of just accepted it and knew where we were headed and what I could expect every time I went out there to pitch.
So it's July 4th, and obviously you have to work, I guess just like we are working today, you have to work tonight, obviously. But if you had a full off day and you're just at the crib or by the grill, what would be the meat of choice?
I just always go burgers.
Oh, burgers. Okay.
Yeah.
That's safe. That's very safe.
Yeah, I don't cook too much, so if I have to cook, it's burgers. I wish I could cook. I'd cook more, but I usually have my father-in-law when I'm back in the off season. He's cooking up steaks and burgers and hot dogs and all that stuff. So I usually just lean on him.
Is that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, back in Tennessee.
Okay, so how different then is Tennessee barbecue from Texas barbecue? If it is,
I don't even know if I've had any here.
Mike.
My in-laws, they own a barbecue business in Knoxville, so. We hit that up so much that when I go to any other place, I don't really get it.
I understand. I've been to Memphis. I've never been to Nashville or Knoxville, but I've been to Memphis, and the Memphis barbecue is off the charts.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. But, I mean, all southern states have their own identity. North Carolina's got a great barbecue identity.
Kansas City was good. A little bit different, but it's still good.
Yeah. Kansas City, man, you probably had some incredible meat there because legendarily that's the stop of the railroad on the way to Chicago, right?
Yeah. They always had some good food there, for sure.
We're talking to Mike Miner here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So you're telling me that if you walk up to a giant table and there's burgers and there's brisket and there's ribs and there's chicken, you're going for the burgers?
No, you just asked me if I could, what would I be grilling?
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't be grilling all that stuff, but I would, if I saw all of that, then I'd be probably taking everything but the burger.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. So do you live in Tennessee in the off season? Is that your full-time residency?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you grew up there and you went to college at Vanderbilt after you were drafted. So what all went into that decision to choose, you know, going to college after, you know, you were drafted by a team out of high school?
Yeah, well, funny story. I was going to accept the offer that they told me they were going to give me, but they never came through with the offer.
What?
Yeah. So they dropped me in the rounds and kind of had one of those deals worked out where they were going to give me overslot. You know, they were just going to let me drop so they can get these other guys picked earlier rounds. And, you know, I was going to accept the money that they were going to give me. And then I went through the whole summer and they never contacted me again. So then I went to college. But I think deep down I wanted to go to college. I didn't think I was ready for pro ball. I was kind of nervous about, you know, what to expect. I didn't know anybody that's ever done that. So I didn't have any experience talking to anybody. But I had a ton of experience, you know, visiting colleges and talking to those guys and what they had to go through. And it sounded like the right move and a better move to go to college and try to and grow as a man and have responsibilities and, you know, live in the dorms and all that stuff than start my career then. And it worked out.
What did you study at Vanderbilt? What was your major?
I studied baseball.
I love it. All right. So take Mike Miner out of the mix. Who are the three most famous people from Vanderbilt?
Ooh. Who are the three most famous? David Price, one. Mm-hmm. Probably Tim Corbin. Well, maybe Tim Corbin's now number one. And I would say David Price. And then, I'm trying to go outside the box and think of somebody else. But
you know how I think of? I think of Jay Cutler.
I do too.
Yeah. I like that guy.
Now he's a reality TV star. You ever watch that show with him and his wife?
I'm guilty of that, yeah.
Does that mean that when you were younger that maybe you watched Laguna Beach when it was on MTV?
Maybe a little bit. You know, it was kind of one of those shows where if it was on, you're watching it. But I didn't keep up with it that much. But I'm a fan of Jay Cutler. So last year I was going to wear his jersey. We had like an NFL day, and I was trying to get his jersey, and it came in a day late. Yeah, I'm guilty of watching that show. Very Cavallari, I think it is.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I think he's pretty funny on there.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that country musician Dierks Bentley went to Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Are you aware of that? Or
I didn't know that. Did he?
That's what Wikipedia is telling me, you know.
Wikipedia never lies, Mike. It's always right.
Oh, come on. I've never heard of that. I don't know. I need to research that one.
Okay, yeah. Feel free to fact check and get to me later in the year when we have another Rangers player show. I'm seeing PGA Tour golfer Brant Snedeker.
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, yeah, he's a good golfer. He's a good player.
What about the writer Red Garland? Isn't he from Vanderbilt or something like that? I just remember when I was coming out of high school, I wanted to do sports journalism, and they had a sports journalism scholarship, but no sports journalism department. It was very, very weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Vanderbilt's a different place. It's a southern school, but we have, you know, we have lacrosse, and we don't have softball.
Right.
You know, it's some different sports in there. We have a championship bowling team.
Okay.
We're always in there.
Okay. All right. So I don't, obviously you haven't been here, you know, a ton, this just being your second year. So we haven't, you know, become best friends yet.
Not yet.
So
right. It's a third year thing.
But knowing you, just your demeanor, at least from afar, I would assume that you don't keep up with the numbers too much. But it's got to be hard for you to avoid the fact that you're number two in the AL and ERA right now. Do you know that stuff?
No, I mean, I look a little bit just because I wouldn't say I look. I think it's thrown at me a lot with my parents and friends and stuff like that. I try to ignore it because all that stuff doesn't matter because if I don't perform every night or every fifth day, then, you know, those numbers change. So and it's a long season. I know that from, you know, all the years I've been playing. Last year, after the first 2 months, I had probably a 7 ERA, and then, you know, I had a grind to get my ERA down the whole second half. And when I looked at the end of the year, it looked like a good year. But if somebody saw me the first 2 months, and they'd say I was garbage. So I know it's a long year, so I just got to keep my head down and keep grinding.
Well, having said that, how many times a day do you tell Lance Lynn what your ERA is?
Never. Okay. He'd probably smash me.
All right. Hey, listen, man. We enjoyed having you on, Mike, and there's a restaurant around town. There's several of them called Pluckers, and we love it. We're big Pluckers guys. They have great wings, great appetizers. I don't know if you enjoy a cold beer. They got good cold beer on tap. And for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show, Mike Miner, you are going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers. Pluckers, a proud Ranger sponsor. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. Mike, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. You're welcome.
There he goes. All-star left-handed pitcher Mike Miner of the Texas Rangers. How kick-ass is that?
Nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.